Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The powers that be are in full damage control mode. They're up to their necks and the water is rising. They don't have enough fingers to fill all the cracks in the dam of lies. That's a comment on the dig page to an article we've got up about the murder of Pat Tillman. Please continue, Dr. Corsi. Then we're going to go to phone calls on what you're pointing out about the globalist engineering this collapse. If we're able to get the light on them now, do you see them then lessening the blow? Or it does seem they're just going for broke.
Well, they're going to start going for broke, but they're going to try to cover it up as much as they can. I think what I was going to refer to is your question about George Bush, you know, trying to tell everybody the economy is fine. There's an article in the current issue of the Council on Foreign Relations magazine, which I thought was a remarkable article because it was written by two
According to Fox News, CFR doesn't exist, but I'm sorry.
Well, this is the Council on Foreign Relations article was written by two professors, Kenneth Shee, who's a political science professor at Yale, and Matthew Slaughter, who is at the Tuck School of Business at Dartmouth. Slaughter is on the Council on Foreign Relations. He's a senior fellow for business and globalization. He has a staff paid position. They finally disclosed in this article the research that shows that the real wages of U.S. workers between 2000 and 2005, 96.6% of all U.S. workers lost real wages due to globalism. They finally published this research, and they said the only ones who are gaining are the top CEOs, the lawyers, and the MBAs who work with them. Now, I had to look and say, why are they publishing this? Because this sounds like it's against globalism. And their argument was that if the globalists don't do something quickly, there's going to be a backlash, and the rate of globalism is going to slow down. So they're trying to get out in front of this.
That's what Stiglitz is doing. He's even admitted it. He's positioning himself to be the savior who warned everybody, but then his answer is an even bigger global government and a world tax.
And, you know, to publish this research, first of all, it's shocking. The Americans know that, you know, 96.6% of U.S. workers have lost real wages. It's apparent. I don't care what George Bush says about how great the economy is.
Well, Dr. Corsi, being informed on this, I mean, do you ever just get physically mad that they've done this to America?
Absolutely. I mean, I channel it through all the writing I'm doing. I'm writing three or four articles a day, and the book has done extremely well. I'm trying to be on 4 or 5 hours of radio a day with the book. The book is now in its third printing. I mean, Alex, you've done a huge job of getting this book out to your audience. We can't keep them in stock. We just rushed into a third printing. We're scheduling a fourth. I'm doing everything I can to get out there in this book. We can't keep it stocked even in the stores. It's just flying out. And I think it's because people, it's easy to read. It's fully documented.
And by the way, this headline is not hyperbole, folks. Let me say it to you again. Pat Buchanan said it. Ron Paul said on this show. We are literally, I said, is the country in danger of death? Is this the worst shape we've ever been in? And he said, yes, we are. The country is dying now. Pat Buchanan has said the same thing. This headline is accurate. The late, great USA. Folks, go ahead, Dr. Corsi. Sorry.
Well, it's just, you know, and now we've got congressmen like Duncan Hunter introducing resolutions. There's 14 states now that have passed resolutions saying no North American Union, no NAFTA superhighways. I even caught this week the mayor of Oklahoma City. I published it in WorldNet Daily. In 2004, at a conference, he signed a Declaration of North American Integration. And it had been hidden since 2004. We uncovered it. The mayor, Mick Cornett, called me up and retracted his signing that document, publishing two articles.
Oh, have you written this up yet? This is huge. Oh, my God. I see. I can't even keep track of it. You know, stay there. Rattle through any other key points you haven't made before we go to calls, because I want to hear all these. Dr. Corsi, folks, he's in there burrowed in, literally just tracking everything he can. And that's why we have him here each week. We are so honored to have him. The Late Great USA, available at InfoWars.com right now, or 888-253-3139. I got a plan when we get back. Stay with us.
It's
year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, I'm going to go through your calls quickly for Dr. Corsi here in just a moment. But it comes down to this, and my plan is what I've been saying for the last year, but I mean it more than ever. We got to codify it. Blame the perpetrators. The globalists do sampling, focus groups, testing. They admit they do. And they're not going to completely hammer the economy. They're not going to completely blow out our currency. They're doing it right now. Unless they think they can position themselves and survive it. And that's what the Financial Times of London said a year ago. They said, we got to bring America down slowly so they don't know. So there's not a global panic that this could spark. I've heard NPR brag, oh, Americans live too well. We're being brought into the global community through NAFTA and GATT and globalization. I mean, they openly brag, folks, okay? When I was in college, they were teaching this stuff. Dr. Corsi, you know, went to, you know, Harvard and got his doctorate there. And I'll guarantee you, I've never asked him this, but I guarantee you that's all he heard there. This is, you get your education being around these people. And it is off the charts how much they hate this country. But again, it's the elite doing this. They sold the left that, oh, it'll help the poor. No, this is by design for the elite to destroy the middle class. If we expose who's behind the terror, either way you look at it, they'll stop carrying out the terror. If we expose that they're behind the terror by leaving the borders open, they'll have to shut those down. So that's what's happening. If we expose they're behind the implosion of the economy and that globalism's killed America's industry, they'll back off. Dr. Corsi, A, do you agree with the fact that we need to expose them? So even if they go ahead and plunge us, at least they will then have a bad name in implementing the next phase of what they're doing. And do you have ideas of how to implement that?
Well, yes, and they do back off. I mean, that's why I think this story on the Oklahoma City mayor, Mick Cornett, who did sign, and I got it and published the document, truly called a Declaration of North American Integration. It was signed by 90 top people. He signed it, and I pointed it out to him in WorldNet Daily. The next morning, he called me up, and he repudiated it. He said it was a stupid thing to get involved with 3 years ago. I don't remember what I was thinking at the time.
Well, he's busy posing as a conservative over there, and you know it's right. more secret two-faced behavior. What'd you tell him?
And well, I got him on record. I said I'm going to record this. I recorded it all. He went on record and said he did not favor North America.
Oh, I wish we could air that.
Well, it's the rules of the FCC. I can do it for my own notes, but I can't play it on the air.
No, I understand, unless he agrees to it. Yeah.
Unless he agrees to it. He said that he agreed that he was at the meeting, but I wanted to record it, so whatever came down to he didn't say it, I do have it on tape. He said, I was at the meeting. It was a long time ago. I've learned a lot in the last few years. He went on record as opposing bringing the Trans-Texas Corridor up into Oklahoma.
Well, he better do it. He better not just say he opposes. He better work his butt off.
Well, then we got, then I was called. I interviewed Oklahoma Republican Senator Randy Brogdon, who got through the Oklahoma legislature one of these motions. It was House Resolution 10. No, it was Concurrent Resolution 10. He got it through that the Oklahoma legislature said no North American Union, no NAFTA superhighways. And he said, well, I'm going to call on Oklahoma City Mayor Cornett now to help me with the legislature. So now that he's on the record as having been exposed that he signed this Declaration of North American Integration, Alex, how much more blatant can you get than to name something a Declaration of North American Integration and then to hide the fact the document existed?
Well, I've got a young lady coming up who brought up the CFR and the fact that Fred Thompson's been supportive of this, and we've confirmed that. She asked the question politely. They literally grab her and drag her out.
I read about that.
And then Fox says, oh, that's just a crazy, see, talking about imaginary stuff. They laugh at her. But then they go on and say, but it is a good idea.
Well, this whole U.S.-China Business Council, again, that Thompson's been a supporter of, is a massive organization. It's got 200-300 U.S. corporations.
It's filled with Chinese agents.
It's filled with Chinese agents, and the whole plan is to ship U.S. manufacturing over to China. And Fred Thompson's law firm, Fred Thompson in Congress, his whole voting record, he voted to expand migrant worker programs.
And then Giuliani is on the board of the law firm, a partner now, here in Texas, grabbing the infrastructure.
Bracewell and Giuliani in Houston, they're the sole legal representative of Cintra, C-I-N-T-R-A, which is a Spanish investment consortium that's going to finance the Trans-Texas Corridor.
Why do you think Halliburton has fled to Dubai? I mean, I'm seeing them all evacuate. Why are they evacuating the country?
Well, certainly operating out of Dubai gives them they have a lot less requirement for information disclosure. And because they've now become truly multinational, it's the same as Chrysler saying it's going to abandon Detroit and it's going to China to make the cars.
And remember what happened, folks? With all of this, first they were going to get 6 ports, Dubai, then it was going to be 21, then 40-something. Dr. Corsi, myself, and others, also, of course, George Norrie, Coast AM, literally led the assault,
made this
a national issue, and then Halliburton comes in a management contract and then moves to Dubai. I mean, this is just insane.
And these ports in Mexico that are going to be linked by the Trans-Texas Corridor, down to Manzanilla and Lazaro Cardenas.
And by the way, when they implode the dollar, I was going to make this point, before I forget, that allows the foreigners to even buy stuff up cheaper.
Well, that's exactly right, and that's in the process of happening. Dollar's at historic low points against the euro right now. And these ports in Mexico are operated by Lazaro Cardenas, which is Hutchison Whampoa, which is a communist Chinese ports operating firm.
In fact, it's admitted that every ship is captained by a naval officer.
Yes, and in fact, they're also, this Hutchison Whampoa is in a joint venture with Lockheed Martin, and through NASCO, the North American Super Corridor Coalition, they're putting sensors, RFID sensors, right now all up and down Interstate 35 to track the Chinese containers, all the containers moving up our Interstate 35.
And they're trying to put in the inspection stickers of Texans a tracker chip.
Well, that's right. And, Texas has already gone over to job classifications for the Texas government on, you know, North American job classifications. The whole thing has already been shifted.
Dr. Corsi, it's fair to say it's not just the late, great USA, as your book's great cover says it, the coming merger with Mexico and Canada. This is literally the overthrow of the United States by the corporate elite and the full and complete looting and gutting of the currency, the military, the culture, the borders, the sovereignty. I mean, we are complete. This is absolute massive. This is military style attack. This is concerted takeover.
And I call it in the book that it's a bureaucratic coup d'etat. The Bush administration is advancing through the bureaucracy. It's foisted on millions of American citizens.
And if you think Hillary's going to save you, folks, you've got another thing coming.
It's a Bush-Clinton. That dynasty is going to continue to advance the globalist agenda. The Bush-Clinton families have been far closer, going back to when Clinton was governor of Arkansas, than anybody really knows.
You know, if Rush Limbaugh would talk about this, we could stop it. But he will not warn his listeners.
Well, they've become Bush bots. They're like robots. They can't tolerate anything that's said. You know, they've gotten so used and conditioned to just supporting Republicans as if that meant they were conservatives, and just bashing Democrats as if that meant they were saving the world to defeat liberals. They don't realize on issues like globalism and immigration, the Democrats and the Republicans are the same. They're identical. You've got a Kennedy-McCain immigration bill. You've got 12 million illegal aliens in the United States.
We all know it's more than 30 million.
Like 30 million. That's what they admit to.
Listen, look, doctor, in the last year, this is not an exaggeration. There's got to be triple the illegal aliens.
I agree. I documented that in Minutemen, the book I wrote with Jim Gilchrist.
I am literally, it's like a joke. It's like a cartoon.
Alex, what it means is, even just with the government's low numbers, it means one out of every 10 people born in Mexico is living in the United States today as a Mexican citizen. By 2015 or 2010, that's going to be one out of every 5 people born in Mexico living in the United States as a Mexican citizen, with 40 Mexican consulates here protecting their civil rights.
Is that why they're
Mexican
racing
national
to get the amnesty? Because they know when the economy implodes, it'll be even harder to get it?
Absolutely. And it was a major setback, a major defeat, and it's got the Bush administration and the globalists concerned and in a run.
Well, that's great news. You talk about the CFR report where they're panicking. Let's take
Absolutely.
A call.
Absolutely.
Tony in Florida, you're on the air with Dr. Corsi. Incredible interview. Go ahead, Tony.
Yes, greeting statesmen. And thank God that some people are still statesmen in this country. I have a basic question. I live in Florida, and this is pretty much the East, you know, epicenter, New World Order. Street cameras in every corner, CBS grabs kids. My question is a couple months ago, the governor here, Governor Crist, went ahead and signed an executive order mandating all, like, the local utility companies to start complying with these, you know, the global warming conferences.
Oh, yeah, that's the global tax. Yeah, yeah.
Now, my question is, I've been researching that, trying to educate people. I have a question and comment real briefly, though. How is this going to interplay in the coming global plantation, animal farm, whatever you want to call it?
It's a seamless. The national animal ID, premises ID, the global warming taxes, that's in the SPP document Judicial Watch got, doctor?
Yes, that's right. I mean, this whole idea, first of all, there's global warming, and all the scientists agree that it's man-made and man-caused, is just not true. The Earth has been cooling and warming for millions of years.
Yeah, during the Bronze Age, for 4,000 years, it was 10 degrees hotter.
And just about 15 years ago, they had a big scare that the Earth was going to freeze. There was a global cooling scare that preceded the global warming scare. It's just another agenda, a fear agenda, to drive people into, you know, basically, again, giving up sovereignty, letting these international organizations set the rules and pay more taxes. It's a very, you know, the whole thing is a hoax.
Well, they say under the NAFTA highways they're going to grab all this land for the Earth.
I mean, you just look, just ask yourself for a minute. They're going to build these 4 football field wide highways, these massive new NAFTA superhighways, 4,000 miles of them in Texas. They're not doing that because they think that we're running out of oil.
Absolutely. What was your other statement, sir?
My statement is that I've been researching this and fighting this since I'm 19 years old, John Birch Society member, and I've had different run-ins with the organization. My question is, ultimately, who is to blame? Is it really the globalists, or is it the people who are just not paying attention to what's going on.
Well, it's both. You got it. Look, you got evil people, and then when good men do nothing, you get trouble. Founding Father said that.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Ted Anderson from Rydus. July 26, 2007, gold $669.50. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for $691.05, $340.95 for half, $170.48 for quarter. That's $691.05, $340.95, and $170.48. 70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar, now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions in dollar. Trading equals permanent loss. Dollars fall into 65% of euro, erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S., loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome Corsi's Iran Leads Attack Against the U.S. Dollar document spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for Corsi's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at libertystickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626 and express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water. A world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Let's do this to the New World Order. Let's rout them. Let's kick them in the hind end. Come on, America.
In 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Old Hickory said,
We looked down a river and we see the British come, and there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. They stepped so high and they made the bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton bales and didn't say a thing. We fired our guns and the British kept a coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Old Hickory said we could take them by surprise. If we didn't fire muskets till we looked them in the eyes. We held our fire till we see their faces.
Welcome back. I hope you get the Late Great USA, however you get it. You get it at InfoWars.com, discounted. Get multiple copies. I want you to send us to number one on the New York Times bestseller list, the Late Great USA, available at InfoWars.com. Jamming in two more calls for Dr. Corsi. Paul in Vancouver, Canada, you're on the air, sir. Then we'll go to Frank.
Hello there.
Hi, go ahead, quickly.
Yeah, okay, just a quick comment. I was in, and a question. I was in Italy last year, and in Milan, there was all these kids dressed in EU uniforms.
Oh, yeah, total brainwashing. They don't even let them vote on it over there. They're just, England doesn't want it 90-plus percent, and they're just doing it.
Yeah, and it's like this propaganda. They had them on roller skates. They must have had 20 kids skating around the city with EU shirts on. And now here in Vancouver, Canada, I see Mexicans in groups when there's like celebrations or whatever, like pushing their flags all over the place.
I was in Ottawa, for no reason, we'd see people running around with Mexican flags everywhere. We have it on video. Dr. Corsi?
Well, yes, I was in Italy too last year, and you know, they were getting ready to celebrate the 50th year of the European Union. It was all over the place. I didn't see anybody caring or watching, but they were sure hyping it.
By the way, we got video of all over Europe. Literally, they had huge marching bands, jugglers. No one showed up. Not even little knots of people to watch in major cities.
No, it's just a big hype. I mean, the European Union is touting its own horn. And I think increasingly, the Italians want to go back to being Italians, the Germans to being Germans. I think the EU is a fraud that's ultimately going to unwind.
What about the Mexicans running around Canada? I've seen that.
It's incredible. I mean, the Mexicans are all over. If the Mexicans want to be with a Mexican flag, they ought to be in Mexico. But the idea is that they're demanding that all of us, you know, as I say, when you end up having one of every five Mexicans born in Mexico, living in the United States as a Mexican citizen, we've already become a dual country.
And that's the point. That's the point. Is it's one thing to have all these Mexicans up here. I don't dislike Mexicans. It's that they don't like America, and they're waving those Mexican flags, and I'm getting mad.
And we have got 40 Mexican consulate offices all through the United States protecting their rights as Mexican nationals living in the United States.
Yeah, I've had enough of it. And so what I saw in Canada, out of the blue, that's some normal behavior now?
Exactly. And
let me ask the caller real fast, Dr. Corsi. That's normal, what I saw?
Well, I mean, it's happening more and more. Like, hockey's pretty big here, and they were in the playoffs and whatever, and it was almost like they were paid. Almost like they're paid off to flash their flag up.
That's
and down
what it looked
Street,
like to me.
You know?
Anything else real fast? We got to let you go.
Okay, really quick. Has this always been a plan to merge the three countries? I mean, Benito Juarez, John A. McDonald, George Washington were all part of that, you know, the main.
I have New York Times articles from 1937 talking about a North American Union. Dr. Corsi?
Yeah, it's gone back a long ways, and it's been a thought to combine the countries. It's gained momentum, though, since Vicente Fox and the Security and Prosperity Partnership in North America.
Yeah, it's happening now.
This is a direct assault to make it happen now.
Folks, we always heard about the New World Order coming. We always heard about that fabled day. It's now here, isn't it, Dr. Corsi?
Yeah, this is upon us. I mean, the third summit of the Security and Prosperity Partnership is going to be in Ottawa, Canada, on August 20th and 21st. I intend to be there. I'm going to report on it. This is now out front. It's getting increasingly in the open.
Well, I'm excited to hear you're coming to Texas.
Yes.
I always love bouncing back and forth here and brainstorming with you. So let's definitely get you in studio and videotape it. I'll put it on local television as well. Maybe get you hooked up with one of the local bookstores like Brave New Books.
I think it'd be great. I'm looking forward to spending a couple of days down there in Austin and getting in studio with you, maybe both days.
Well, Dr. Corsi, let me hold you over the break for 2 minutes because I want to go to at least one more caller who's been holding the longest, Frank in Arizona, to talk to you, and then we'll let you go by about 36 after. Is that cool? Is that good, Dr. Corsi?
Yes, that's cool. That's great.
Fantastic. We'll be right back here in just a few minutes. We'll finish up with one call for Dr. Corsi. Then I've got this young lady coming on who was grabbed by these people. Don't forget that the murder of Pat Tillman is now take complete. I mean, it is openly now being talked about by Keith Olbermann, by Wesley Clark. It is openly being talked about by the military doctors. the investigators, everybody. And so don't forget, that's up on PrisonPlanet.com and JonesReport.com and InfoWars.com right now. Okay, a few more minutes with Dr. Corsi. His book, The Late Great USA, get it at InfoWars.com right now. Do not wait.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent GCN Health News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 GCN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to GCN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply set aside for GCN listeners, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. That's www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that an FBI agent assigned to the White House when Bill Clinton took office wrote a book entitled Unlimited Access? He told of Clinton's staff coming into the White House its first day with red buttons on their shirt with a picture of the first communist dictator, V.I. Lenin, on them. Is it any wonder the United States government moved further to the left during the Clinton administration? Even Hillary tried to pass a socialistic program for health care. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call for a free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
The digestive tract, a natural waste factory built within all of our bodies. Roughly 25 feet of tunnels designed to absorb nutrition and then dispel the waste. But what happens when the waste gets clogged up? More than 4 million Americans have frequent constipation, accounting for 2.5 million physician visits a year. Now there's AlloCleanse, an all-natural formula based on herbs and safe enzymes. AlloCleanse gently sweeps the entire digestive tract and supports comfortable, regular bathroom habits. You'll feel lighter, and you'll feel clean inside. And when you remove the waste buildup with AlloCleanse, you'll have more energy. Energy to use on other things, besides worrying about constipation.
For a risk-free trial of AlloCleanse, call 1-800-890-3525. Call in now to find out how you can get two free gifts with your order. Try AlloCleanse risk-free by calling 1-800-890-3525. That's 1-800-890-3525.
Boys, this is the battle for the Republic. You're living the first days of a fight that's only going to intensify and will probably go hot. We don't want that, but whatever it takes to defend the Republic, we are not going to stop. We are winning great victories with the forces we've got. Why stand you idly there? We're going to go to this young lady who asked Lord Thompson, the open border, New World Order piece of filth, a question while he was down here with his stupid cowboy hat on. Posing as a good old boy, and she got snatched for it. Jessica Wilson coming up in a moment. Finishing up with Dr. Corsi. Frank in Arizona, we hold him over just for you. Go ahead.
Hey, there's a couple predictions made by this guy on Coast to Coast, and I just wanted to get your input on them.
And I was actually listening last night because I was on, and then I was editing afterwards. Sean David Morton sounds like a really nice fellow, very intelligent. He says he gets his info unorthodox way. Maybe he's got a good brain. He's made a lot of good predictions, but you want me to comment on his predictions about the economy imploding? I mean, that's scientifically looking at the economics. Dr. Corsi, who's got a PhD at looking at these situations, says that it's. But I mean, go ahead.
Yeah. basically he had two of them. One where there'd be hyperinflation occurring in November.
We already have hyperinflation.
Yeah. And then the other one, he said there'd be the president would not finish his term.
Yeah, you know what? He's always plugging me. He sounds like a really nice guy. I need to get him on here. It's just that's not quite my genre. I'm all about what you can prove, and people can't even deal with that. So maybe I'll get Sean David Morton on. I need to do that. Let me, but don't think that's going to save you. And I want Bush to be punished. But the Democrats are just as bad or worse. That's my only point, is that it's like chopping off one arm. They've still got another arm. You've got to go with the head. And I appreciate your call. Dr. Corsi, that's a good note to end on. What do you think about Bush finishing his term? And I mean, if major brokerage houses are saying we're really at 13.6 per annum, that's hyperinflation right there if it's double digit. What do you say?
Well, we're certainly in inflation right now. Inflation's much higher than the government's admitting it. There's no question about it. Just look at energy prices and look at food prices, and they mostly try to rule those out of the indexes. With regards to Bush living or serving out his term, I have no crystal ball. I would think that the Democrats would be praying that he does live out his term and serve it, because they've got the perfect, I mean, I don't think his ratings could go any lower. I think the sympathy that would occur should he be removed for office or leave would be something the Democrats wouldn't want.
He'd probably get a 20% boost out of it.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, right now with him as unpopular and unable to do anything, been pushing the Shamnesty bill through Congress, coming back from Albania saying, I'll see you at the signing ceremony. And, you know, we've had not only George Bush ruin his career on that, but we've had John McCain, his presidential.
Well, his arrogance really helps, doesn't it?
Absolutely, because, you know, and it's right in your face. And I think the, you know, conservatives, even Republican conservatives, left and right, are abandoning Bush now in droves. That's the problem. And I agree that, by the way, this, you know, Fred Thompson is no conservative. He's a dime store cowboy, if there is one. You know, I haven't seen anything real about him taking his red pickup truck from on a flatbread truck from campaign stop to campaign stop in Tennessee. Is about as good as it gets. He's a globalist, a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. He supports this U.S.-China business group. I wouldn't trust Fred Thompson. Farther than they could throw him, and from the looks of him, you can't throw him very far.
Exactly. Dr. Corsi, thank you for the time. You're going to be popping in with us next week and reporting coming up in about 3.5 weeks from Canada. God bless you and take care.
And have people go to Amazon.com and write reviews of the book. They don't have to even buy it. Just review the book. It will help people get the word out.
Absolutely. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you. And I really appreciate the opportunity to be with you again today, Alex. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Corsi. All right, there goes Dr. Corsi, soon to be in Austin the next few weeks. Okay, I appreciate her holding. I want to go to this Fox News clip in just a moment in the limited time we've got. But let's bring up Jessica Wilson first. She founded 9/11 Truth, a website there in we've got a link to her site up on Infowars.com there in Houston, H-Town. And she's a real conservative, a Ron Paul supporter, and she politely goes up and asks Fred Thompson about the CFR, and then he laughs at her and says, I didn't know they were doing that. You know, real funny. And then on the Fox News piece, when they had her on, they edited that together with 3 minutes later when they drag her and grab her off to make it just sound like she's screaming and acting crazy. Very disingenuous. And the Fox News guy, well, we've got the clip. It's up on JonesReport.com. We'll play some of it in a minute. But Jessica, it's another testament, though, that you took action, and now it's gotten a lot of attention to the fact that he's not a conservative. And there's Jerome Corsi saying the same thing.
Yeah, but it was pretty absurd. I really couldn't, when it took place, I really didn't think it was going to happen. I mean, when the cops grabbed me back, I think that's the main reason why my voice cracked, and I was like, are you serious? Is this really happening?
Well, I've seen photos and video of it now. The big men literally were pressed up against you,
right,
squeezing you with their bodies up against you. And
right.
Since when do they get a woman by having one standing back and one in front? Because we, you know, at first people saw the video from your camera as they're grabbing
right.
you, and you can't see that. Describe what they did to you.
Well, they came up behind me, and there were actually four of them. It wasn't just two, and they all four of them dragged me outside. And
but why were they pressing themselves up against you? I that's a new procedure.
I have no idea. I'm not very big, and I can't do very much.
Why didn't they just ask you to go? Why did they sandwich you and grab you?
I think that was my main concern. When I was being pulled away, I was asking why they're holding on to me and why they're grabbing me, because I myself was walking back when they were doing it. So I really don't have an answer for that, and that's one of the main reasons.
Well, I've seen women grubbed at the airport, and there's been big controversies about that. My God, this country's gone. Now, let's be clear. You politely ask the question, and then somebody grabs you, and then you say, no, I'm not going. So they run off and make some lie up. The cops come, and you're such a dangerous little lady that they had to grab you. This is incredible.
Yeah, yep.
But to me, the big news here is that in America, in a press conference, asking a question Fred Thompson's minions didn't like got you grabbed by the police. And if you had touched them in any way, they would have charged you with felony assault. Thank God you didn't. And then when Thompson comes out, they wouldn't let you go either. But, I mean, this is kidnapping in America for asking questions. Are you going to file police file reports on these cops? And, A, were they airport police or were they Houston's finest?
I think they were hired by the hangar to, they were HPD.
Yeah, I saw their H-Town.
They were TSA as well. And they, I don't know if I can press charges. I don't know if I can.
Yeah, it's not even pressing charges. You need to file the complaint. I mean, frankly, some of the worst cops in America are in New York and then Houston. I mean, they are just, I've asked them for directions politely, and they're like, huh? What you want? And, from the video and the photos I've seen, big men are, like, pressed up against you, and they got funny looks on their faces.
Oh, yeah. And I'll definitely, this is not the last time. I will definitely be asking every single candidate and every politician that I can get.
But how do we get in the point in this country where, A, Fox News misrepresented?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, John Gibson, he had a fill-in pansy doing a show, and this guy tries every trick in the book. Let's just play some of this, and then we'll both comment on it. We're going to play a few minutes of this to analyze this unbelievable propaganda. Here it is.
Another little bit of audio and some video, it's getting some attention today. It deals with a woman who went after Fred Thompson during an appearance that he was making, and she ended up getting escorted away from Fred Thompson, the non-candidate for president. And,
let's stop right there.
I just want to share with you.
She got manhandled, and then watch, he edits the pieces to make it sound like she just asked the question, and he was polite, and he goes, don't fuss at me. And then they cut it in, but he goes, but that wasn't enough for her. And then they cut in when they're dragging her away. They cut out the first part of her going, no, don't. Why are you dragging me away? To make it, again, misrepresentation, lying. They probably got actual CIA, I know they're at Fox, actually running this. Here it is.
Just want to share with you some of the clips of this. Her name is Jessica Wilson. Here's what she had to say in her confrontation with Fred Thompson.
So you're a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, the same group that's forming the North American Union with Mexico and Canada, and you call yourself a conservative, sir, and we are in Texas. And I need to understand why you're a member of that and why you support the North American Union.
I didn't know they were up to that.
Oh, really? Really?
Now, don't fuss at me now. You asked me a question. Let me answer.
And how'd that go? Was that the end of the question or the end of the conversation?
Stop right there. Back it up 20 seconds. Now listen, you can all watch the unedited video on YouTube. They had it. What did they do? She asked her question. He doesn't really answer it. Then 3 minutes goes by. You hear somebody grab on her. She says she's not asking questions. She's in the press conference. And that's nothing for a way reporters used to be aggressive-wise. Then they come over and grab her, and she says, why are cops grabbing me? Help. Hey, Thompson, you know, CFR, New World Order, 9/11. But, you know, oh, he said, now don't fuss at me. They cut the tape. Was that enough for her? When he was trying to be, no, she attacked again. Misrepresentation. You have been slandered by Fox News. But again, they're losing all credibility. The black ops squads over there are so dumb. Back to the tape.
Well, I didn't know they were up to that.
Oh, really?
Now, don't fuss at me now. You asked me a question. Let me answer.
And how'd that go? Was that the end of the question or the end of the conversation?
Sir, they're asking me to leave. You were a lobbyist for 18 years. You are not a real conservative, sir. What do you think about World Trade Center 7? It was an inside job. What do you think about World Trade Center? Don't grab me. Why are you touching me?
I don't care.
I believe in my own accord. Do not touch me.
Giving
more tickets. Just like I got.
Yeah, that is right from my wedding night. Get off of me. That gives me chills.
Classic hip hop, classic CIA Fox formula, always a little, every 30 seconds on the show before she got on, we were listening to it, was a pervert comment. But a lot more, it's a formula. Oh, we're conservative, we're Christian, but we're the most perverted channel. They also do that. It's all to hit base brain. They always hit a sex comment to fire neurons in the lower, this is actual government documents, by the way, to fire lower areas of the brain to have animal, low-level, non-critical takeover. So they keep adding sex comments to have animal brain takeover to keep you out of a thought. So he primes it with a, I'm not kidding, folks, this is scientific. This is an operative. They prime it with a sex comment, and you watch Fox TV, they do this every minute or two. It doesn't matter what show it is, with a sex comment to prime animal brain functions to keep you out of higher levels. I'm not kidding. This is how they do it. But let's go back to it.
1992 all over again. Now, Jessica Wilson is with Houston911truth.org. That's the woman who you heard there confronting non-presidential candidate Fred Thompson. Here she is. Jessica, thanks for joining me here on the John Gibson Show.
Hello, how are you?
Great. Now, okay, so your problem, I'm just trying, help me out here. So for me, I think for most Americans, Fred Thompson is a blank slate, which probably explains mostly why he's so popular. That and the fact he looks like Rush Limbaugh. That's why so many people like him. But you've done your research and you found that he is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations?
Yes. Are you familiar with that?
Yes.
Okay.
Let's not talk about it.
Do you want me to discuss the CFR? Or completely confused about what?
They're listening though, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, okay, but what is it that you have an objection to with the Council on Foreign Relations? Do it in a way
let's
that
stop right
get
there.
Us, deported to the
country. Let's stop right there. Limbaugh years ago would say it didn't exist, remember? Now he won't talk about it. It's a kook detector. So see, first, you're not supposed to talk about the leadership of our country openly who write every month they want one world government. The head of the group, Rockefeller, says he wants to end America, but she's got to be made fun of. Then he goes into this long diatribe about how what's wrong with an Amero? What's wrong with the North American Union? That's going to help us. But then he says it doesn't exist and calls her crazy. He starts playing black helicopters. Let's play a minute or two more and then go to our guest.
Concentration camps by the black helicopters.
See, that's the thing. I mean, are you honestly afraid that we're going to be deported by talking about this? I mean, that's the thing. We're more afraid of our own government than the quote-unquote terrorists, right?
I'm telling you.
Anyway, so the CFR, it's basically an organization in Washington that is not part of our government, but there's parts of our government that are involved with that. It's like it's a think tank behind the North American Union.
A think tank?
Pause.
Okay.
The implication, a think tank. Ooh, thinking is bad. Now, they call themselves a think tank. Continue with this enemy.
Yes, a think tank. Yes, I got you.
Right. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
I got you. Right. And so they are, the CFR is among many organizations that and the individuals of that organization who have proposed the North American Monetary Union, which, if it were implemented, would give America, Canada, and maybe even Mexico the same currency. True?
Right. It's called the Amero, and it's not being discussed, and it's not being voted on by the American people. It's just basically being introduced by politicians such as Fred Thompson.
Wow.
Oh, that's some nice music you got there.
Yeah, it sounds pretty sinister here. It's not on Bald Mountain by Edvard Grieg. That's all right. Thank you.
It definitely threatens the sovereignty of our nation, right? So, I mean, that
is okay. Now let me hear that. Now, how would having the Amero, a common North American currency, how would that threaten our sovereignty?
Okay, it's not just the Amero; it's opening borders. So people keep saying, "Oh."
Look, I don't have time to play it all. You can listen to it at Jones Report. He goes on to say it's a good idea. Now, understand, there's bills in Congress to stop this right now. It's now admitted. We've broken through their hoax denying it. Just like they said amnesty wasn't amnesty. Let's bring her up. Jessica, I mean, it went on and on for another 6-7 minutes. This guy is just amazing.
Yeah, it's great that they basically come out and say that it exists, but then I'm a conspiracy theorist for saying that it exists.
And well, they always do that,
they say the Amero is good, and it's so backwards, the thinking. It's just
Well, medic helicopters blew up a building and were thrown out by a police chief, and people had heart attacks by a nursing home. And then the paper said that they attacked. That was the headline. But then said, I was a crazy person for not liking it. So welcome to the club.
Absurd.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's absurd. I mean, and what can you do to stop that other than just keep going out with your own camera and recording it all by yourself?
Well, I mean, here's the deal. These dogs don't learn new tricks. They keep doing this, and it isn't working. And I say, great, they just keep running themselves in the ground. See, the king has no clothes. Everybody finally sees that, but they're still dancing around like they're wearing a fancy outfit. I mean, it's just, they're idiots.
Right.
These guys follow these manuals they're given, written up by the psych warfare experts in the government, and it's not working.
Well, Fred Thompson walks into the hangar, the building yesterday, and he had his cowboy hat in his hand, and he did the whole acting charade thing that Bush loves to do as well. And we've got to recognize that, and especially in the South. They're using that so often. It's just this thing to, like, work on our emotions as Texans or people from the South, and we've got to stop. It's really awful.
They always do, how you doing, partner? I'm a good old boy. You can trust me. Well, I commend you for what you did. I want to come back with one or two final questions for you. Don't forget, I'll be back on the radio this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Did you know that the water you drink every day can be even more beneficial to your health? I'm not talking so-called enriched water, but I'm talking about electrolyzed water. RPA Biotech is an amazing American company that provides unique technology to transform water. Electrolyzed Plus Water will alkalinize your water more powerfully than any other single nutraceutical because a body in an alkaline state can't grow pathogens, become allergic, or develop autoimmune disease or vascular degenerative illness. Electrolyzed water is non-toxic, non-corrosive, and environmentally safe for humans and animals. Alkaline water is available as a concentrate to be mixed with good, filtered, purified RO water, but not tap water, microstructured, alkaline, antioxidant water for consumption. Call for your Electrolyzed Plus Alkalinizing Miracle Rejuvenating Water Concentrate or other remarkable RPA Biotech products like Ultimate Fuel, Sport Performance Drink at 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871 or go to NutriMedical.com. That's NUTRI with an I, medical.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Pat Tillman murdered by the U.S. criminal government up on PrisonPlanet.com, documented in triplicate. Before we end this transmission, going back to our guest here in a moment, I want to tell you about Solutions from Science in Thomas, Illinois. They've got a deal that ends in just 3 days. 3 months supply of Shilajit, an incredible 84 different types of minerals in ionic form. The best mineral supplement out there we've found. No credit card, no nothing, just an invoice. If you want a second order in 3 months, you pay for the first order and get a second one sent to you. You can get locked in on this deal right now. I suggest you do it, 877-327-0365, 877-327-0365, or blacklistedherb.com, blacklistedherb.com. Also, the New World Order could pull anything, depression, nuclear war, you never know. I don't think that stuff's, I hope it isn't going to happen. And the nuclear war thing, I hope, doesn't happen, or A-bombs going off, as Dick Cheney has said, will happen. But I know this depression stuff's looming when the Ex-Im Bank and others are saying it, and international mega settlements. Regardless, I got my storable food. I got lots of it. And people say, my family, don't tell people that. They'll come. Well, I got stuff to protect it, too. With firearms, if the stuff ever unravels. The point is, give Eat Foods Direct a call. Get prepared. They're the oldest, longest, continual operating storable food company in the nation. High quality. 1-800-409-5633, 1-800-409-5633, or efoodsdirect.com. efoodsdirect.com, or check out all our sponsors off the banners on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com if you missed them. Just in closing, Jessica Wilson, anything else you'd like to add? How did it end with the police? What happened? And then I wish you a very good weekend.
Well, thank you. We were escorted outside around the corner, and as we were turning the corner, Fred Thompson was actually going out that same door outside the gate. And
did you yell at his lordship again?
Oh, yes, I did. It didn't stop there, but the police told me to stop because if I went any further, I would be going back closer to him. And so he drove off, and then the police continued to hold on to me and escorted me off the property.
All because you politely asked a question and then were grabbed by one of his minions and then he went and told the police something on you. And this happens everywhere. They're
all
just,
the
while. Listen, ma'am, America ain't America no more. Do you understand this? We don't like you asking those questions.
Yeah, it was so absurd. And all the whole time as I was being escorted, the press that was following me was asking me questions about the CFR and who I was with, et cetera, and I can't believe that we
Well, remember, in Canada next month, 18 miles around in a major town, no one is allowed in. I mean, is this freedom? I mean, and it's the CFR sponsoring it. But you're not supposed to ask about it. His aide sure knew to send you to the Huskow over it, though.
Yep, it's pretty ridiculous.
Well, this is the illustration of the land of the free and home of the brave. Let's keep it that way instead of land of the chicken-necked cowards. Tell us about the website and organization, how folks can team up with you to help you fight the New World Order.
We have Houston911Truth.org, and then there's also a meetup group. If you go to meetup.com and you go and you search Houston911Truth, we have a very large group, over 100 people in Houston that are involved with this. So please, we need all the help we can get. I had one other person with me that day, and he was detained before I was pulled out of the group. And the more people we have there asking questions, the better. I mean,
see, this is the freedom now. You go to a press conference, and there's people being detained, and now we're going to have Stasi, political police, ABC News. I mean, come on. They're crooks. They're going for broke. They're destroying the country. Military, police, government, come on. Choose sides. The side of you're with America or the New World Order. Jessica, if they're afraid of a little blonde-haired girl and think you're Al-Qaeda, we're in trouble. But they should be afraid of it because you're out there taking action, and I commend you. And good job. Your action's bearing fruit.
Thank you, Alex.
You bet. Take care. All right. Back tonight, 9 to midnight. We retransmit 21 hours after each show on the Internet, restreaming, and you can download it for free at the podcast at InfoWars.com. God bless you all. Have a great weekend, and destroy the New World Order. If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645. Hello!